Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the PWA Canada Podcast. I'm your guest host, Ezreal, and I'm here with you to talk about everything that's been happening in the world of PWA wrestling. This week on the show, I have an exciting guest for you, up-and-coming Judas Icarus. He's been training hard at the Pro Wrestling Academy and will be here with us to share all of his thoughts on training and plans for the future. But first, I know a few of you are wondering, what happened last week at Winter Warfare when PWA came to Cambridge? Well, I have the results for you. Brandon Jacobs bested Super Kamikaze. Modern Day Warriors Jimmy King and Joey Allen retained the tag team titles over Reggie Marley and Lenny Lilac when Reggie abandoned Lilac for Tex Lexus's briefcase full of money. Hardcore Hick Jeff Black defeated Jesse Bieber. And the big talk of the night, Alexia Nicole tapped out Beautiful Bia to win the Elite Women's Championship. Bia had to be helped to the back after the match, and it looks as if she may have re-injured her knee. Mike Hart beat Hitman for Hire, Mike Fortune, with Corey Spades. And finally, in the main event, Eazy-E defeated Hacker Scotty O'Shea.
And now, your Roll Call of Champions for Week 4 of 2017. Your Pure Wrestling Champion, EO Mike Besher. The Elite Women's Champion, Alexia Nicole. Tag Team Champions, Jimmy King and Joey Allen. Pure Violence Champion, Cremator Von Slasher. The Ontario Champion, Carl Ledoux. And the British Columbia Champion, TJ Harley.
And now, it's my pleasure to welcome to the PWA Canada Podcast, Judas Icarus. How you doing today, Judas?
Fancy, just fancy. Great, thank you. Cold.
Great to hear, besides the cold part. Well, I'd like to start by getting right into talking about the Pro Wrestling Academy. You, alongside Nolan James, Zach Merrick, and myself, all started about 1 year ago. What would you say is the hardest part of training that surprised you?
Well, starting off, you know, it was just the bumps, man. It was, I thought I would just, you know, land on the ground and it would hurt a little bit. But, you know, you got to land on the ground in a specific way. Like, who would have ever thought? I don't know. I wouldn't have thought. That was probably the toughest part for me.
The bumps are real. Well, our coach, EO Mike Besher, he pushes you and everyone extremely hard in class. You seem to do well with everything and seem to have a very athletic background. What sports did you play in the past?
Sports. Wow. Well, I played hockey as a little tight. Not for long, though. I quit in, like, grade three or something. And I was quite the FIFA superstar for most of my life. Played a lot of soccer. Never really good at it, but I played it.
Explains the kicks.
Yeah, exactly. I can kick it. That was about it for my sports, though.
So your main passion in athletics is wrestling, then?
Yeah. Watched it for a while.
Well, if you weren't into pro wrestling, what would you be pursuing if the ultimate goal wasn't WWE?
Oh, my God. Like career-wise?
Career-wise, yep.
Well, I've been really into, like, true crime podcasts, so, like, maybe it would be, like, a detective or something, like, finding, like, serial killers, because I'm, like, really into that kind of stuff right now.
Good to know. Well, back to wrestling. So far, you have done real well with yourself in your rookie year. What are some of your favorite matches to date?
Ooh, favorite matches today. Wow. I'm going to go with, Can I do a couple?
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to say I really liked me versus Ray in Nanaimo, Ray Von Slasher,
yeah.
VIPW, that was really fun. The crowd was really into it, and I did my part. I put my best foot out there. I really like me versus Javico in Camber River. I don't know how long ago that was, but I really enjoyed that one. That was one of my faves. Oh, wow. Not done. I really liked me versus Eddie versus Nathan. Say word. We just kind of like flew around a whole bunch and just did our thing.
Lots of favorites. Good to know.
tons of favorites.
Well, talking about upcoming matches, on Friday, you will be in action in at the Parksville Community Center in a handicap match with, who you mentioned before, Javico. You guys will be teaming up to take on the man who defeated you last time you were in Parksville, Lax Siddhartha. Not too many people believe you guys have a chance. What are your thoughts on the match?
I think Lax Siddhartha's a big boy. And, yeah, he's a little creepy. Yeah, I can see why they'd think that. But, you know, any man with two hands has a fighting chance. So two men with four hands has two fighting chances. So, I mean, one Lax Siddhartha, two fighting chances. I don't know. Just do the math.
Glad you're confident.
And I'll be back with Judas Icarus after these words.
Here are the upcoming events from PWA Canada. Friday, January 27th in Parksville, BC. Saturday, January 28th in Comox Valley, BC. Sunday, January 29th, first time ever, in Lake Cowichan, BC. Check out pwacanada.com for more details and tickets.
Now, Saturday, PWA is in your hometown of Comox, and on Sunday, PWA debuts in Lake Cowichan. Both nights, you will face off with the man you team with in Parksville, Javico. Can you give us your thoughts on those matches?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like I said, I've faced off against Javico multiple times. Like, we did Salmon Fest, we did Campbell River, we did VIPW. We've done a whole bunch of matches. It's and every time I've come out and I've really enjoyed what we've done, regardless of the outcome. So I'm really excited for it. I think they'll be good. And again, regardless of the outcome, I know it'll be good matches.
Great. And your schedule keeps on going. February 2nd, you'll be back in Camel River, but this time at the Voodoo Lounge. You will be taking on your training partner, Nolan James. Thoughts on that one?
I don't know if I'd mention that. I don't know. I'm not even allowed in bars. I don't know how they're going to sneak me in. I'm thinking, like, maybe I'll, like, do, like, a backdoor thing, maybe. I don't know. I'm actually not allowed into bars, so I don't know why. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, looking forward to seeing you there regardless. You've been on quite the roll as of late. With pinfall victories in your last couple matches over well-known names as Crofton, Scott Steele, twice actually, the PWA champion EO Mike Bescher in a tag match just 2 weeks ago, BJ Laredo. How does it all feel to be on such a roll?
I have no idea. I'm kind of just riding the wave right now. I'm not really, I can't stay and celebrate myself too much in the moment. I got to get to the next W, you know, but those are all big names in PWA. So, I mean, to get those, sure, I celebrate at the moment, but now I just got to focus on the next one.
All right. Well, it would be hard for me to let you go without asking, what's up with your alliance with TJ Harley? The fans do not like TJ one bit, and some are turning on you because you've been hanging around him. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of, I like his style. I don't like how he treats certain things, but I like the way he gets things done in the ring. Like, I'm really 50-50 on him, but, like, the way he seems to want to take me under his wing is just some, it's, like, hypnotizing, and it's really, he's the BC champion. Like, who else should I align myself with other than a champion? Like, it just makes sense. I mean, I know he's a little conflicting with me, and he doesn't always treat me like a human being, but I mean, like, we'll get there. Our relationship's coming by. He got me a pair of Zumbas. I don't know if you saw that, but really comfy. I didn't know what Zumbas were before that day.
Glad to hear the relationship is progressing. Well, I for one have enjoyed your rise of late, and can't wait to see how things turn out for you and how far you can take everything. That being said, PWA fans are going to miss you for about 6 weeks when you venture to Thailand.
Yeah, so I've been wanting to go to Thailand since, like, grade 8 or something, just because my dad said something about riding elephants, and that sold me right off the bat there. And then I learned about, you know, like beaches and like massive rave parties, and then like the sellingness just like grew and grew on me. And then eventually I kind of just came to the conclusion that I'd take this year off after high school, and I would probably do it at one point. And so I just like sat around, worked and wrestled for like the last like 5 months, and then I was like, hey, I was doing this whole thing for a reason, and that was Thailand. So I kind of gotta go do it. I kind of gotta go do it and go find myself, you know, maybe find my inner what is it, what do they call it? My inner
self.
Yes, my self. I gotta find myself. I'm gonna go soul searching in Thailand. I'm gonna backpack and you know, maybe look into the eyes of an elephant and just see myself in it.
Well, do me a favor and stay safe out here. Stay safe out there.
In Thailand, yes.
Can't wait to catch up with you when you're back and hear about all the results of your matches coming up. Good luck, and thank you for being on the PWA Canada podcast.
Thank you, man.
Judas Icarus.
Another week, another episode. Thank you all for listening to the PWA Canada podcast. Find me anytime on Twitter at withasreal, and make sure you check out the PWA Canada website, pwacanada.com. There, you will find all the information on upcoming events and can check out all the episodes of the past podcasts. Catch you next week.